This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Upbeat little tune that entered this episode is actually from a Mario game, probably a Mario game that most of you haven't played, because it's Yoshi's Safari, the SNES title that you had to have the shooting peripheral in order to play, and that, unless I'm mistaken, has never been ported to any other system, and is kind of just a lost relic of Mario's 16-bit era now. The music was the Grand Bridge theme. Grand Bridge is apparently one of the areas that you ride through and shoot through, because it's a shooting game. And that game was composed by Yoshiki Nishimura, Miyuki Uemura, and Yasushi Tokunaga. I'm not too familiar with any of those composers, but the game in certain places sounds very, very nice. And it's perhaps too bad that the game hasn't found a place in Mario lore today. It has a few weird things going for it, in that it is the first game where the princess is referred to as Peach, I can tell you that, and also in two other stages of the game, Mario has to rescue male damsels. There's a Prince Pine and a King Fret. And it's kind of a unusual gender thing that doesn't happen too often in other games. But don't expect Prince Pine to become playable in the next Mario Kart. Although, you never know. Nintendo has often surprised us. I was looking at a list of all the episodes I've put out so far in 2019. And I realized it's kind of been a while since I did an episode that was just kind of nice to listen to, especially nice to listen to without me talking too much. And so I decided to do the episode that you're listening to now. I'm calling it Afternoon Drive. It is a sequel of sorts to episode 11, Moonlight Drive, which was all music from video games that made me think of driving in the city at night. This is not that. This is happier, lighter stuff. I live in Los Angeles. I mention that pretty often. And I think when most people think of Los Angeles, they think of people driving all the time. I actually don't do it very much because I work out of my house, and also I hate driving. I'm someone who does a lot of stuff, fills up his day with a lot of tasks and stuff. So the idea of sitting in a car for like an hour or six is kind of horrendously oppressive to me, just because there's so many things I could do in that time that I can't do because I have to drive a car. However, I used to live up in Santa Barbara, which is maybe 90 minutes to 2 hours north of Los Angeles. And if you drive up along the coast, there's this chunk of the 101 where you have mountains on one side and the ocean on the other. And you actually see this strip of the 101 in car commercials all the time because it's one of the most beautiful roads in the United States. And if you're trying to make a car look appealing, you're going to put it in this beautiful natural setting. And even though I hate driving, you hit this chunk of road at the right time of day. It's a nice day and the ocean's beautiful. It does actually kind of feel nice to drive just for a few seconds. And that was maybe the mood I had in mind when I made this episode. So I'm going to play about an hour's worth of music. I'm not going to be jumping in to interrupt. If you want the track list, look it up at singingmountainpod.com. Check the show notes also, because I'm going to put links to Moonlight Drive and then episode 19, Race to Your Death or Don't, which is all about music that sounded like it should have been from a racing game but wasn't. Those are two thematically similar episodes I could think of. But please just maybe relax a little bit. Maybe listen to this because you're driving and you don't want to be, and you want to make the experience be just a little bit less unpleasant. I feel you. I wish I weren't driving myself.
Thank you.
And that's it. If you have any questions, comments, or difficulties about Singing Mountain, the easiest way to contact me is via Twitter, either at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at SingMopod, S-A-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. Again, if you like to track in this episode and you want to find out where it's from, what it's called, or who made it, go to SingingMountainPod.com, and I've included all this info in the episode page. It's also in the show notes. If you like Singing Mountain, please give me a rate and review. Rate and reviews are very, very handy because you listen to podcasts and you know how this works. And if you write something, I'll read it in a future episode. Literally, anything you write, I'll read. Make it weird, I'll have to say something weird in a future episode. No one has taken me up on this yet, but I hope they do soon. Singing Mountain is a Table Cakes podcast. Learn more about Table Cakes podcast at tablecakes.com. I have one last track for you. And it's kind of a cheat. I didn't put it in the episode proper because everything in this episode is stuff that didn't necessarily come from a driving game, but like conveyed the right mental image to me that I thought I could make it fit. This one's a total cheat. It's OutRun, the Sega arcade racing game, and is a game where you're driving in a convertible and it's generally sunny and beautiful out for most of that drive. And Sunny Drive is exactly the mood that the game is going for, and I thought I'd, you know, be a little bit more creative with the rest. But one of the game's tracks just fit too well. It's Magical Sound Shower. It's one of the... Isn't that a beautiful track name? Magical Sound Shower? Actually, should be a band. And if there's not a band that's already using that name, I think there should be. OutRun, in case you didn't know, was the first game that ever let you pick the soundtrack. It's done in the style of you're in a car and you're picking the radio station, and Magical Sound Shower was just one of the three options, the other two being Passing Breeze and Splash Wave. I played Splash Wave, I think it was in the summer-themed episode last year. It seemed like a good time to do Magical Sound Shower. It's beautiful, it's long, it kind of will make you think of the beach. I think that's intentional. And the composer is Hiroshi Kawaguchi. Again, is the arcade original version of OutRun. Drive safe, and see ya.